We are 18 lines down from the top on Mem Vav Omid Beis. We're in the middle of this discussion, a machlokas between Rava and Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua, about the question whether a stone which became dislodged from the mountain, can it now be used for the building of a mizbeach for korbanos? Is it mutter lugavo or not? So, through different kal v'chomers, Rava and Rav Huna came up with different approaches. Rava came out l'chumra. He said that it was aser b'mechubar l'gavua, that once it was mechubar, even if it's mechubar, it's aser to be given to gavua. And Rav Huna was mekel, and he said it was mutter b'mechubar l'gavua. So we begin 18 lines down. After we have this discussion, Amr Le, Rava says back to him, Ana kamina l'chumra, v'at amrit l'kula. I'm going l'chumra. I'm ending off being more machmir, and you're ending off being mekel. Kula v'chumra, l'chumra prachinan. Whenever there's a kula and a chumra, if we have to choose which kal v'chumra we're going to take, we're always going to go for the more machmir approach. And therefore, your approach, by definition, based on our principles of kal v'chumras, is ineligible or no good. So I'm really Rav Papa. So Rav Papa comes along and interjects himself into this discussion between Rav Huna and Rava, and says to Rava, "Do you mean to tell me that any time there is a kal v'chomer which can go l'chumra or l'kula, we're only going to go l'chumra, not l'kula? What are you talking about? I'll bring you an example of a case where we can go l'kula, where we do go l'kula, which is the case of a ha-hazah de Pesach. The question about doing the hazah on Pesach, what do you mean? So someone, as Rashi explained, someone is a tamei meis, and it's coming close to Pesach, and they want to be able to offer the Korban Pesach or participate in the Korban Pesach. The problem is, if you're tamei, you can't. And let's say, so you need 7 days in order to purify. The seventh day, you go to the mikvah. But let's say that the seventh day is on Shabbos. So it's Erev Pesach, and it's Shabbos. Can you go to the mikvah on Shabbos or not to be mitahir? So here's the machlokas, says the Gemara, or says Rav Papa, it's the pligi Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. It's a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Eliezer sever l'chumra. Rabbi Eliezer says you're not allowed to. Rabbi Eliezer sever l'chumra v'kamechayv le'lagavra. He goes l'chumra to say that you're obligated in the korban Pesach, and therefore he's mechayv of the gavra to go to the mikvah. That's the chumra. For Rabbi Akiva l'kula, Rabbi Akiva is mekel upater. He's mekel, and he says that you don't go to the mikvah, and he exempts the person from bringing the korban. So Rabbi Eliezer is machmir to bring the korban, Rabbi Akiva is mekel, he doesn't have to bring the korban, he's pater. What's the kal v'chomer? So Rashi explains Rabbi Eliezer's kal v'chomer. Rabbi Eliezer's kal v'chomer to be machmir is as follows. Just like shchita, if the korban Pesach, if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so you have to bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, which means you have to shech the animal on Shabbos. You're not allowed to shech in general on Shabbos. But says Rabbi Akiva, says Rabbi Eliezer, shechita of the Korban Pesach on Shabbos is docha Shabbos. So therefore, and that's deoraisa. So just sprinkling, which is only in Isser Derabanan, of course we're going to say that it's docha Shabbos, and therefore he's chayev to bring to be metahir and bring the Korban. However, Rabbi Akiva says no. Rabbi Akiva argues and says, "Oh, as the Gemara continues, v'kaparach Rabbi Akiva l'kulutitnan heishiv Rabbi Akiva ochiluf." You can give the opposite argument, opposite kal v'chomer. Uma hazaa shehim yishem shvus eino dochas haShabbos. Just like going the purification process, going to the mikvah, which is only iser derabanan, is not dochas Shabbos. You're not allowed to go to the mikvah to be matar yourself on a Shabbos. Shchita shita raisa. So shchita's korban Pesach on Shabbos, which is biblically prohibited. Lo kol shekein, isn't it obvious that you're not allowed to shech the animal on Shabbos? So the Gemara answers, So you see here, before we discuss Rabbi Akiva's approach, you see from here that they have a pirchad of Rabbi Akiva, which is lekula, and we're going to follow Rabbi Akiva's approach. And that's how we end off, that you don't do hazah, you don't go through the Tara process on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, well, no, that's not necessarily a good proof For rather, Hasam Rabbi Eliezer Gamre, v'yakar le'talmuda v'aser Rabbi Akiva le'ad kure. Really, what happened there actually was that Rabbi Eliezer himself was the one who was machmir, and Rabbi Eliezer actually ruled that you're not allowed to go to the mikveh on Shabbos to be metaher, to participate in the Korban Pesach. And Rabbi Akiva, who is a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer, was just reminding him of the story. That's what, if you look at the Gemara in Pesachim, that's what Rabbi Akiva responded to Rabbi Eliezer. When Rabbi Eliezer got upset at him, he said, Rabbi, my teacher, Al Tach Birini B'Shas Adin, you have to admit to me, you know, during this judgment, you have to admit to me that I'm right. This is actually your halacha. You told us that you're not allowed to do this. I already accepted from you that hazah, sprinkling, is iser derabanan, ve'ina dochas Shabbos, and hazah, the sprinkling, the mikvah, doesn't doche Shabbos. And therefore, we see that that's not a proof of lekula parchin, and you really, Rava is correct, that we only go on a pircha, on a kal v'chomer, we go l'chumra, and therefore we should emerge here with a ruling that you cannot use these stones that were worshipped when it was mechubar, you're not allowed to use them for gavoa. Now this kal v'chomer of Rabbi Akiva implies that you're not allowed to shech the korban pesach on Shabbos when it's erev pesach. That kal v'chomer is not, it's an inaccurate kal v'chomer, as Rashi explains. Rabbi Akiva was just using the kal v'chomer because that's the mechanism that Rabbi Eliezer used. In fact, you are obligated to shech the korban pesach on Shabbos when Shabbos is erev pesach. Just that the Rabbi Akiva wanted to make the point to remind his rebbe that sprinkling, being the tara process, cannot be done on Shabbos erev pesach, but the shechting can be done. Okay, the Gemara continues. Boy Rami Barchama, in a similar vein. If a person bows down to wheat stalks, so they're attached to the ground, and they bow down to use it as a vodah zarah, now can you use it for menachos? Can you use it for korbanos, korban minchas? Yesh shinui benevar o ein shinui benevar. Something which is worshipped, and then a change happens, which is what? What's the change? Well, if you're going to bring it as a korban mincha, you're going to crush the wheat and make it into flour. So do we say that there's yesh shinui benevar or not? Yesh shinui would say that it's okay. Amar Marzutra Breder of Nachman Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. I'm going to prove to you one way or another. Let's see what it says here. We're going to bring it from a case of animals on the Mizbeach. Tashma, kol ha surim legabi Mizbeach, valdose mutarim. Any animal which you're not is ineligible to be given on the Mizbeach, their kids are not necessarily going to be subject to that prohibition. The children, those behemoths, you can give to the Mizbeach. But Tani Alor Rabbi Eliezer Oser, however, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you're not allowed to bring them on the Mizbeach. So now what's the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Tana Kama? So the Gemara says, V'lav Idmar Allah, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravu, Machlokas Kishin Nirbu'u Ulbasof Ibru, Aval Ibru Ulbasof Nirbu'u Divya Kol Asurim. She says, hold on a second, the machlokas here about the child being eligible or ineligible for the Mizbeach is only, the machlokas is only when, says Rav Nachman, when the child was conceived after the parent animal was sodomized, or in our case was worshipped. That's what. So the only when the avodah zarah happened before the baby was conceived. But if the baby was conceived before the animal was worshipped, then of course the baby is not eligible to be used, to be brought on the Mizbeach. And therefore, says the Gemara, on the next daf, Hachanami, ki ibru b'sof nirbu dami. And this case is similar. You have a stalk, a wheat stalk, which changes later on into flour. It's almost like a baby. The flour is the baby of the wheat. And therefore, just like the animal which was conceived before the worshipping, the child is ineligible. So to hear where the stock was there before it was worshipped, and then it changes into wheat, into flour, I'm sorry, it should be ineligible for menachos. Igad Amri, there's another way to understand this machlokas. It's actually the same thing, just with a retort. Machlokas kishinirbu l'usof ibru. Machlokas is again when the worshipping happened before the conception. Aval ibru l'usof nirbu dibru kol asur. But if the conception happened before the worshipping, of course the animal would not be offered on the Mizbeach. V'hani nami ki ibru l'usof nirbu dami. In this case of the wheat turning into flour is similar, and therefore it should be prohibited to give his menachos. And then the Gemara says, hachi hashta, one second, maybe not. You can't compare the two cases. Hasa mei kara behema v'hashta behema. Dashihu de achiza ba'anpa. Here, in the case of the animal, it's exactly the same animal. It was initially an animal, and now it's an animal. The only difference is that the door was closed in its face. It was sodomized. It was worshipped. That's all. But it still looks exactly the same. So there really isn't a shinui. But hacha me'ikara chitiv hashta kimcha. But here, initially it was wheat, and now it's flour. So there's a real shinui. So I understand that it sounds like they're similar, but there's a real, when a real shinui happens, perhaps you can argue that you can use this flour as a korban mincha, and that seems to be the way that the Gemara paskins. So just to conclude, we finished up a discussion about the stone which was used for avodah zarah, but it was attached to the ground. It sounds like we followed like Rava, that you're not allowed to use it for the building of a mizbeach, and the case of a wheat stalk which was used for worship while it was attached to the ground, because if it was detached, obviously it wouldn't be a problem. It was detached from the ground. It was attached to the ground, I'm sorry, and then it was worshipped. You are allowed to use it for menachos because there's a total shinui benevad. It's net, it was once wheat and now it's flour, and therefore it's permissible to be used for a korban mincha.